God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. Know that you're coming into a season and a time where the Lord says, don't be overly critical. Don't be judgmental. For the Lord says the little things are going to be important in this month of September, and that is going to be key for you. For the Lord further says unto thee that it's going to be important that you be discreet, that you meet your obligations, but you also arrive on appointments or work in a timely fashion. And that's going to be extremely important to you. For the Lord says you want to step into a season, you're around about the end of the month, into a time where breakthroughs and new developments, as well as new opportunities. For the Lord says unto thee that even around the 8th, seems like you could be a little bit edgy, but stay on top and stay controlled and don't allow yourself to become emotionally overly sensitive. For the Lord says you're going to master these areas in your life. Now, as you're moving about in the month of September, again around the 8th, seems like may bring news about a trip or some fresh insights into your beliefs. Seems like it's going to be a time of some real power all around you. And the Spirit is going to help you connect with people that's going to be able to add to your life. Around the 24th, God said, I'm going to inspire you to begin to move into a new direction. But also, there could be you could be entertaining someone, some friends at your home, or you could be doing something else, redecorating or doing something other things around the house. For the Lord says, this is a season where you're going to be quite helpful for family relationships. It's going to be quite helpful, and God's going to bless family relationships. And yet God says, begin to look for some new sources of financial and even emotional support, even around the 25th of the month, and you may find income in places other people would not even think of looking. So get ready, because new avenues and new doors and new opportunities are opening up for the hidden wealth, hidden money, hidden prosperity, hidden abundance, hidden ways, secret ways. God said, I'm going to bless you financially, spiritually, and emotionally, saith the Spirit of the Lord.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you in this month of September, this is the season to pay attention concerning educational matters. But Father God says your education is not over. For I further hear Father God saying this is the season to study to show yourself approved. I hear Father God saying politics are going to play an important area in your life, whether it's in the office, the home, or the school. I also hear Father God saying this may be the season where you pull your passport out and begin to travel. For Father God saying foreigners are also going to be a key to you in this month. God says pay attention to details as you come into the presence of foreigners, because there's going to be a hidden blessing. I also hear Father God saying pay attention to your domestic situation. For Father God says if bed is available, you're not going to settle for less. If you've been looking for that home or been contemplating a move, I do hear Father God saying fix up where you're living to move on. For this is the season where Father God is going to begin to bring you into a new environment. If you've been contemplating a better school district for the children, I hear Father God saying this is the season to begin to even look further into this. For Father God says he's bringing you forward. Now, Father God says in this month of September, be mindful to dot every I and cross every T concerning your finances. I hear Father God saying around the week of September 5th, this is the season to even begin to review your financial statements, including your credit card statements, your savings account statements. Father God says do a thorough overview of your checkbook. But Father God says this will be the month where you may desire to begin to be frugal, because Father God says you're planning generational, not just for now. But Father God says take time to be very discerning in the area of your finances. But Father God says a little will go a long way in this month, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Jason Porter, once again for the seed of 5511. Man of God, thank you. A prophet, prepare for a season of transformation. Prepare for a season of a great turnaround. Prepare. For the Lord says, I open up your eyes in this season, and I will show you new things. And I will show you those that is of me and those that is not of me. For I bring you into a season where the Lord says, a trickster is going to be around thee, but use wisdom. I place you in a season where the Lord says, there's jealousy around you, but I will cause you to prosper. For the Lord says, you must check the characters of individuals before making any long-term commitments. This is where God has you at. You must use wisdom so that you don't associate with those that are tricksters, those that are cunning, those that are not of me. because you're very witty, very charming, and things could be happening right now. So you must guard your emotions and make wise decisions. Prophet Porter, I want you to go ahead and get a miracle seed in into the ground so we can set up a personal one-on-one with you, with me and Prophet. Let's get you on the phone line. Come on and get your seed in the ground of $333.33. I just heard God say that, $333.33, and we can get a personal one-on-one with you over the phone. God says, don't force things. Take them at a pace. Take them at a pace. Get ready, because new work is opening up for you. Bless you, Prophet Porter.